Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to our show. I'm Daniel Rasby, the tax attorney from Higher Ground Financial Group. We're a father-son team. I'm the son, and my father's here as well.
I'm Imran Rasby. I go by Raz, and we work together. We love working together. We love helping people. And our whole purpose is really to uncover information that you might not have otherwise seen and show you the math and science behind making good decisions, better decisions, to make your money last longer. And the one way to make it last longer, reduce your risk, fees, and taxes.
Those are the three biggest killers in retirement: risk, fees, and taxes. So our website is that, riskfeestaxes.com. Those three killers: risk, fees, taxes.
You can go there and make an appointment for free. It doesn't cost you anything. And we'll try to answer your questions and find out if we have a good match and see if we can help you.
So I want to tell you a story about a client that we helped recently. All right. And this is a client that came to us very recently. And she said, well, I'm a government worker. I work for the federal government. I'm retired now, but I have all my money still in the TSP. And, you know, I've got about $1.2 million in the TSP. I don't need this money because my pension, my Social Security, they're enough for me. I want to leave it to my daughter. I want to leave this money to her. And, you know, I know it's pre-tax, so we need to have a plan for taxes. But I don't want to lose it. I'm scared of the market. I know the market's at all-time highs. So recently, I put everything into the G fund. Now, if you don't work for the government, you don't know what the G fund is. The G fund is basically the cash account, the stable value fund. And everybody's 401k has one of these. If you're working and you still have a 401k or a TSP, you all have that option. There's a cash fund. Sometimes it's called money market, sometimes stable value fund, sometimes the G fund if you work for the government. So she had all her money in the G fund. It wasn't really earning much interest, but at least she knew she was not going to lose money and she wasn't going to pay any fees because she was told the federal government subsidizes the TSP. There's really no fees. And that's true. There's really no fees in there. And she said, I thought I would have to move it out so that I could convert to tax-free. But I just got this letter from the government that says, I can do conversions inside the TSP now. You can do Roth conversions inside the TSP. And this is actually really good news for those of you that have TSPs, especially if you're too young to move it out. You're not allowed to move it out because you're still working and you're under 59 and a half. At least you can do some partial conversions inside the TSP. So that's a good thing. And she said, you know, is there any reason for me to even think about moving it outside now that I can convert to, to Roth within there, and I'll still be able to leave it to her, my daughter, and she'll get the benefit of that. You know, what do you suggest for me? Because I don't want risk. I don't want to pay fees, but I'm already not taking risk. I'm already not paying fees. So I listened to your program. I'm not doing those three, the two of the three killers. Risk and fees don't exist. And the third one, taxes, I'm about to be taken care of. So what do you recommend for me? So we told her, and I'll let you comment on this too, Raz. We told her that there may be a reason for you to move it outside. We'll work with you as tax attorneys to tell you how much to convert to Roth each year. That's one thing. So don't just do it without advice. Get somebody that's a tax attorney that can calculate the right amount so you don't go over too high of a bracket and so on. But what are the reasons somebody might still want, if they don't want risk, they don't want to pay fees, why would they still want to move money outside the 401k or TSP if they have in the cash already?
Well, there's a lot more flexibility, a lot more options outside. And in fact, there are places you can put it with a free platform and there's no fees there. And if you do an ETF, there's no fees there. They're very low fees. And so it's not all about fees there. It's really about really taking a look at what you're doing and is there enough options?
But if I move it to Fidelity or Vanguard, I'm not paying a fee, but now I have all the risk in the market, right?
No, because you can have money market there too. You can have ETF. You can have lots of different things.
Okay. So, but even then, I mean, money market, is that really going to be better than the TSP if it's only paying me a few percent here and there? Well, is there anything that can give me better return but not have any?
It just gives you more options. So there's more investment options outside the TSP than inside the TSP. Not only that, if you want to move your money out of the TSP, first you've got to put your account in or a new company in, and then you got to wait a week before you can make any decisions.
And then if you're married, then your spouse has to sign off on every single transaction. So it is complicated. So what we told her is, look, there is actually an account that you can put it in that's outside, and it's an insured investment account. You have the insurance on the account, so it still can't go down. But instead of getting the 2 or 3% long-term return that the G fund is paying you, now you're getting a return based on what the market is doing that could be 6, 8, even 10%. And we have clients that actually did 10 or 12% last year in those accounts. That's possible. And would that always happen? No. But over the long term, it's going to be much better return than the G fund. And so we show that to her. She's like, wow. So you mean I can take no more risk than I'm already taking, but I can have this insured by an insurance company and still be linked to market growth? And we said, yes, you can do that. So that is a really big improvement over the current situation with the TSP. You've got, she's not paying any fees to move it to this insurance company. She still has a guarantee of no loss, but her return is going to be much higher over the long term. And if she really wants a guaranteed return, there's a fixed rate as well, but the market-linked rate is going to provide her a much higher return.
So it gives her all the things she was looking for, meaning that she does not have the risk, and she has more flexibility and options to take out and do things and move things around. But it also gives her the opportunity to create a lot more wealth for her, because it is market-linked, just can't go negative.
And then she says, well, what about conversions? And I said, well, that's a good question, because we need to have an account that allows you to convert to Roth, especially now the TSP does allow that. So you don't want to give that up by moving it outside. And many insured accounts, many annuities, for example, in fact, most of them do not allow you to convert to Roth. So it's very important, if you're going to find a fixed annuity that grows, it's an insured account that grows for the future, don't just look for the one with the best rates. Look for one that has good rates and allows you to convert to Roth. So we were able to find her one that allowed to convert to Roth. There are more and more of these now, but most products that exist still do not allow Roth conversions. So be very careful when you're looking for that, because otherwise she would have had to convert this $1.2 million to Roth all at once. So this was one step, right? So step one, move it to something that's earning a better interest. And if you want to know more about how we can help you with that, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. So she moved this money to this insurance company that gives you a much better interest than she's currently getting, still charges her no fees, still has no risk of loss, and still allows Roth conversions. But then we said, are you sure you want to do Roth conversions? Because you don't really need this money. And if it's going to go to your daughter, wouldn't it be better to convert to life insurance instead of Roth? And she said, what's that? What's life insurance? And why would I want life insurance now that I'm 65 years old, you know, or 62 years old?
Yeah.
62 years old, right? Why would I want life insurance now? And so we said, well, you can take some each year and put it in the life insurance policy, even though you're 62, even though it's more expensive when you're older, it still is a good deal. So she can take withdrawals from this annuity every year and use that to buy life insurance. And the life insurance gives her a death benefit that's much higher than the Roth conversion would ever grow to.
And oh, by the way, as the cash value builds up in life insurance, if she needs it for whatever any reason, she can still take it out and use it and still leave a death benefit for her children.
So it's a much better situation, because she has a higher legacy for her daughter. She still has flexible amount of money she can take out, no taxes on that. But instead of converting to Roth, she's doing the old-fashioned Roth. Why is it the old-fashioned Roth?
Because before Roth was available, this is the only thing you could do to make it tax-free.
Yeah, before the year 2010, unless you had really low income, you weren't allowed to do Roth conversions. There was an income cap on the Roth conversion. Now there isn't a cap on Roth conversions. So, but before 2010, the only way to really do it was to move money into life insurance. So that's what everybody did. The thing is, now Roth is so well-known and so famous that everybody assumes Roth is always the best. Well, just because it's the most popular option doesn't make it the best in every situation.
Or not even most popular, most well-known.
Right.
So that's the difference. And then you got to really take a look. Some people, some of our clients say, well, we don't want our kids to inherit $2, $3, $4, $5, $10, $15 million at one time, because then they'll stop working and they'll blow it all and all that stuff. That's why we have attorneys that work with us, and we work in concert between the financial side and the tax attorney side, and we build trust. And the trust can do a lot of neat things. It can limit how much you get. It can match what you make. So you have to actually have a job that earns money and then get money each year.
Yeah, that's a cool feature. We had a client that said that. He said, I want a trust that gives $50,000 a year to each of my kids every single year, but only dollar for dollar what they earn. So if they only earn $30,000, that's all they get is $30,000. If they earn $50,000, they get $50,000. Maybe if they earn $100,000, and their surplus, they get 100,000. They get dollar for dollar whatever they earn that year. So they, it encourages them to earn more and make more to really get money out of
it. That keeps them productive. It keeps them not relying on money and blowing through it, because if when you don't earn money, you usually blow through it pretty fast. So there's a lot of things a trust can do. So we actually end up having his life insurance go to the trust, his house and everything else, and had a plan. So once you have a plan with an attorney that understands all these things, then your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren are protected, because it can last for many generations instead of all being blown on a Ferrari that's wrecked on the side of a pole. And it's just not a good thing. So take a look, talk to our attorneys. We can do a lot of different trusts. And another neat trust that I like, you know, when people are trying to get out of estate taxes and trying to figure out how to do that and give the money away or whatever, well, there's something called a SLAT, a Spousal Lifetime Assets Trust. I like that because it's out of your estate, out of your part, but your spouse still has access to it, that you can still use the money while you're alive. So you're not actually poor. You're just mostly poor. Your spouse controls the money. And so there are specific requirements. If you've got to have an attorney involved that understands these requirements, because you can't just mirror it. If you mirror a spousal lifetime access trust for both people, that can be a dangerous problem.
And that's really useful in situations where you have more than the estate tax limit, then you're going to owe estate taxes. But even if you don't have $15 million of assets, if you own real estate, you should have a trust. And if you want any sort of control beyond the grave and what happens to your money, you don't want your kids getting these millions of dollars all at once, then having a trust is very important for that purpose as well, to give you control beyond the grave on how this money is spent. And if you can think of a ridiculous and or funny or comical way to restrict the money, it's probably possible to build that into a trust. You could say, if I die on a Tuesday, Bob gets everything. And if I die on a Thursday, Susie gets everything. You can be that ridiculous with it, but you can also be illogical and say, look, you know, I don't want my kids having credit card debt. So if they owe any money to credit cards, they get no distributions from trust that year. They got to pay them off first. Once they pay off the cars, at that point, they can apply to get a distribution from the trust again. And we had a car that did that. So there are a lot of cool things you can do with the trust, but you need to have an attorney that will customize it for you. And that's the benefit of working with Higher Ground Financial Group, because we are not just a retirement income firm. We actually have two firms. We have Higher Ground Financial Group and Higher Ground Legal. The legal firm is my law firm. I am an attorney. And whenever you meet with your advisor, with whoever you have as your advisor right now, most likely it's just a financial advisor that doesn't also have tax attorneys. He might refer you to an attorney, or he might talk about the legal things and trusts and estates or tax planning. But then it comes with a disclaimer. This is not tax advice. This is not legal advice. Please consult a tax attorney. But that's who we are. We have a team. It's not even just me and Raz. We have a team of advisors. We have a team of tax attorneys and everybody that has specialty in these different areas that are all client facing. So you can meet with somebody that can give you specific legal advice for your situation once we've done that.
So if you want peace of mind, then go to riskfeestaxes.com, make an appointment, get some information, and see how we can bring peace of mind to your family and allow you to retire and enjoy your money a lot better and have your kids enjoy the money that you leave them a lot better as well.
All right, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.